Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to Home, Helen Arm, Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Truly today is another wonderful day and glorious day that we have come to lift up the wonderful and the matchless name of Jesus, and I am so glad that you have joined me on today. And I want you just to grab your Bibles and to come right on in and just make yourself right at home. We have another glorious, glorious lesson on today. And also, we're blessed on today to have a special guest with us on today, none other than Apostle Maude Lewis, all the way from Dallas, Texas. And she's going to be with us on as we are speaking and talking about on today. Our lesson is going to be on redemption. And we will look from the book of 1 Peter chapter number 1 through verse number 17 through verse number 25. And we're going to read the scriptures, and then after which we're going to turn the session over into the hands of Apostle Ma, and she's going to elaborate or she's going to share with us some reflection in regards about this particular scripture. And so I'm going to go ahead and read that scripture for us on today. And again, I want to give a shout out to all of my listeners. I want you to know I'm so glad that you joined me on today. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to tremendously bless you. Yes, you, you, and you for being with us on today. So let's take a look at the scripture on today. It's over in 1 Peter chapter number 1, verses 17 through verse number 25. And it reads on this line, "And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, and that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." On today, we are going to be looking at and focusing on the scripture verses number 18 and 19, and it reads on this line, "For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." And so on today, we're going to be focusing on the scripture and that how God, and because of Adam's failure to obey God, mankind became a hostage to sin and needed someone to pay for the ransom. And by definition, we recognize that a ransom is a payoff, mm-hmm. whereby one recovered lost ownership by paying a specific sum. And Jesus paid our ransom by paying the debt created by our sin. By his act of redemption, he converted the wayward back to obedience and set them free from condemnation and saved us from sin consequences and restored our honor, worth, and reputation. This is God's work of redemption on our behalf. And yes, and so on that note, as I said, I introduce our special guest with is Apostle Maud Lewis. She's here on today with us on the show, and she's going to talk with us in regards about redemption in the scripture and the thoughts that God has given unto her in this regards. And so at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and to present unto other none other than Apostle Maud Lewis, all the way from Dallas, Texas. She's on our special guest for today. And at this time, I'm going to put you into the hands of Apostle Maud Lewis. Apostle?
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, Radio Land. I was just listening to you, Pastor, as you had defined the scripture and let us know how that Adam, because of one sin, man's sin, has caused man to come into the bondage of where man needed to be redeemed back to the one that had created us. And I was looking here in chapter 1 of 1 Peter, and it was really talking to us about a living hope, how that this God that we serve, who came and shedded his blood to redeem us back to him and back to the place of where he first started us from, and that was out of the Garden of Eden from with Adam. And I'm looking here, and I'm seeing here that there is a hope. Because of that, we have a living hope. And Peter says here in 1 Peter 1 and 3, he said, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy," it was his mercy, even though Christ had to pay the price, excuse me, even though Jesus had to pay the price, but nevertheless, his mercy and his grace was what helped us to be able to be redeemed through the blood of Jesus. So Peter tells us, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And when we start, we have to go back to the cross. We have to understand that the redemption came through the cross. Had not Jesus went to the cross, had not he went into the grave, had not he stayed there for 3 days and three nights, but on the third day he rose and brought forth resurrection of redemption to those of us that were lost. He says in the fourth verse, to obtain an inheritance. At one time, we didn't have nothing. We were considered as nothing. We didn't even know who Jesus really was. But because of the redemption that Jesus did, it said, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, but reserved in heaven for you. Oh, my God, look what didn't happen. We once didn't have an inheritance, and now, Pastor, we have an inheritance, which is not imperishable. That's why it said we were not chosen through the silver. In other words, we were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold, for we know that silver and gold will soon vanish away from fertile ways of life, but we inherited through our forefather, which was Jesus Christ. And then he said, who, in fifth verse said, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last times. So let us know here that because of the redemption, we were able to be blessed. We were caused to be born again in a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away and has been set up for us in heaven. We were protected by the power of God through faith for salvation. Now it's ready to be revealed to us in the last time. And then in the sixth verse, it says, in this you greatly rejoice, even through now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. So that let us know that even though Jesus took the cost of our redemption, there were trials that Jesus had to go through. And nevertheless, the trials that he has gone through, we have to go through it too. We were redeemed from our old life. Mm-hmm. We were brought forth into the knowledge and the understanding of who God really was. We understand that we have parenting that are influenced through our forefather now. We understand that in 1 John 1 and 7, it tells us that if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we mm-hmm. have fellowship with one another.
Yes.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all of our sins. So then let us know, Pastor, we don't have to walk in condemnation. We don't have to allow ourselves to be covered with sins, because Jesus has redeemed us. He has paid the cost for our redemption, and he has caused us to be able to live in a living hope.
Yes.
Now, it says here also, let me say this, Pastor, First Peter 1 and 7, it says that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even through tests by fire, may be found in the result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wow.
Wow. Isn't that something? And so as we sit here on such a strategic time, as mm-hmm. we are looking at redemption and looking at all of the things that our Lord and Savior have done for us,
yeah.
I think it behooves us, as you were saying, sometimes it's just to take a moment and sit down and really think beyond the material things as to the spiritual things, as which God has granted unto us through his son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And as we look at that, you said some things that was just so profound, and I want to raise those things back up, what you shared for us and the audience on today and those in Radio Land. You mentioned we have an inheritance.
Yeah.
You said that we are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We are born again.
Mm-hmm.
We have a living hope.
Yes.
And we have protection.
Protection.
And you went, yes. And you went on to say we also have fellowship.
Yes.
And, yes. And how the blood of Jesus cleanses us.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things of through the power of that redemption that redeemed us. Through, and you mentioned through his grace and through his mercy. But again, we have not a dead hope, but we have a living hope.
That's
and
right.
I thought that was just so profound, because sometimes the adversary, Apostle, want to make us to look at our natural things or what we have around us.
Mm-hmm.
But we sometimes looking at the natural things or tangible things, we can miss seeing really the true blessing of
mm-hmm.
the spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Okay.
Yes. And so when we're looking at these from the eyes of our spiritual eyes, we can see how richly blessed we are as the people
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
And please, would you please continue to share whatever
and
God would
also,
have, please.
I wanted to talk about what Peter was talking about in
1
Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. When he talks to us and he tells us to exhort ourselves to holiness, you see, and that's what redemption was brought to us, so that we could redeem, God could redeem our mindset. Because
mm-hmm.
our mind was so confused, our minds were filthy, our hearts were filthy. So Peter tells us in the 13th verse, he said, therefore, girdle your mind for action. He said, keep sober in spirit, Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So in other words, Peter was telling us that we have to have a spiritual mind. We had to be sober. We had to be had a spiritual hope. And we had to understand that in order for us to have that spiritual hope, we had to be as obedient children. And he said to us, do not be conformed to the former lusts, which were yourselves in your ignorance. In other words, Peter was letting us know this redemption was redeeming us from the old life we had, bringing us into spiritual renewing. And so what Peter was saying to us is that we had to exhort to holiness through our spiritual mind. And through our spiritual mind, it was bringing us into obedience, bringing us out of that old life into a spiritual renewing, helping us to understand at one time how we were unlearned and ignorant of the things of God. But now, because of the redemption, like the Holy One who called you, then God is saying to us that we must be holy also in all behavior. In other words, in all of our character, in all of our integrity, God is calling for holiness. And this is the reason why we were redeemed. This is why redemption came, so that we could be holy just like Jesus. Jesus said to be holy, for I am holy. In other words, I've set myself aside. I have sanctified myself. I've called myself into the presence of God. And so now I have exhort to holiness with a spiritual mind, a soberness, perseverance, spiritual hope, and understanding of obedience, coming out of my old life into a spiritual renewalness, coming out of the unworldliness, and coming out of unlearnedness of ignorance into a spiritual enlightenment.
Yes, wow. And as you were saying that, that was just so profound. And again, I wanted to reiterate to our listeners, as what you said, some things that you stated about the obedient children.
Mm-hmm.
And as we begin to reading the word and being obedient to that which we hear and to that which we are reading and to the word of the Lord. And then you said having a spiritual mind. And then one of the key things that really leapt out and jumped out in my spirit, Apostle, was you mentioned about being sobered, that sober-mindedness, because I think that that's very key. And one of the tactics of the adversary sometimes want the children of God to get intoxicated
mm-hmm.
with all of the things that's coming against them, intoxicated about the trials or the tribulation that they find
mm-hmm.
themselves in,
mm-hmm.
or even sometimes the enemy want to elevate our lack or what we don't have. I think that what you said is so key, that we must stay sober,
mm-hmm.
keeping
mm-hmm.
our minds focus in
mm-hmm.
on the blessing of
mm-hmm.
what God is doing, as opposed to what I lack thereof, and
mm-hmm.
and being sobered on the factor and mind focused on who God said that he is. He said he's going to protect us. He said he will be a provider. And then taking those things back to God and saying, God, you said that you're a protector. I trust
mm-hmm.
you as my protector. You
yes.
said that you're going to be my provider. I'm
yes.
trusting you. Yes, I'm going to do what I need to do, what I'm called to do, but still yet in the midst of it all, I'm called to put my confidence and trust in the fact, and I'm going to keep my mind sober on the fact that you're still in control.
That's
you're still going to provide, you're still going to protect, and you're still going to make a way. At no matter where we find ourselves in what station of life that we find ourselves in, that sobriety or soberness, spiritually
Amen.
Sober,
Amen.
Is key for us, especially in this time when so many things are coming against the heart and the mind
yes.
and the children of God, responsibility, different things that are demands being put on place upon the hearts of the people of God, that place of soberness. Did you want to talk and share? Again, I want to say this to the radio land. I do have Apostle Maud Lewis, a profound woman of God from Dallas, Texas. She's on the line with me on today. And we're talking about redemption.
Yeah.
And so at this time, she's going to elaborate again about something that jumped out in my spirit about sober-minded, being sober-minded in the midst of adversity.
Well, we're living at a time now, Pastor, when there's so much that is coming against the believers now. I mean, it used to be a time where we could just maybe pray a day and seem like things would just overcome immediately. But now it takes longer in our fasting. It takes longer in our waiting. It takes longer in our praying, because it seems like that the time is becoming so near, and it's so near the coming of our Lord, until the tests and the trials have become so strong and so long on the believers and the believers of God. And what God is telling us, that through his redemption, that God has made every way possible for us to be victorious and to overcome our suffering.
Yes.
I believe the Bible teaches us that our suffering is light affliction.
Light affliction.
And so we have not even endured the things that Christ has endured. But I was telling my goddaughter just the other day is that, no, we have not went through where the nails were placed in our hands, but there are some tests and there are some trials that feels like that the nails are being nailed in our hands. And our feet is being nailed, where we cannot even be loose sometimes to praise God. And there's so many sickness and disease that has fallen upon the people of God, and the enemy is causing and the people of God to believe a lie, to say that God is bringing this upon me to cause my life to change. Suffering and disease come from the enemy. It does not come from God.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, what we have to understand is that we have to get the mindset of Christ.
Yeah.
You know, when we begin to take on the fullness of the mind of God, and this is what the Bible said, it made God of no robbery, it made him of no effect, because he became lower than man. In other words, we have to take on the heart of a servant. And any time that you take on the heart of a slave, you know that a slave has to go through suffering. If we study our history book, slaves went through suffering. They were beaten. They were persecuted. They were lied on. They were misused. They were abused. But nevertheless, at the end, they received the victory, because one of the things that they learned how to do was praise their God out of the situation that they were going through. Song singing is a universal relief of coming out of bondage.
Yes.
And when you have come to a place of suffering through your tests and your trials, and it seems like you cannot get a relief, I dare you to begin to sing praises unto God. When you begin to sing praises unto God, you cause the enemy to become confused. You dismiss the angels of the Lord to come into the earthly realm to do the spiritual warfare battle for you. So we have to learn the tools that it takes for us to be able to overcome our suffering and understand that we are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
That means that I have already gotten the victory. He has not won the battle, and he has not won the war. But we have to take on the mind of Christ. You know, Peter tells us in 2 Peter 4:1, I think it's 1 Peter 4:1, he says, "For as much as Christ has suffered in the flesh." And this is another thing, Pastor, we have to understand that this flesh ain't nothing but dirt.
That's
we're going back to dirt.
That's
so
true.
The only thing that we've got real on the inside is the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And so we've got to learn the strategies of our suffering and what we are going through, and we got to learn to go back to our toolbox. We got to learn how to take our tool of praise, take our tool of prayer, take our tool of consecration, take our tool of meditation, take our tool out of fasting and praying. Whatever it takes for you to keep your victory, that's what you do in this hour. And that's what Jesus came. Jesus showed us the way. He showed us how to suffer. He showed us how to suffer, woman of God.
Yes,
he showed us how to suffer. He even suffered in silence. When they asked him a question, he never said a word. That's a suffering of silence. Sometimes we got to suffer in silence. That's just a part of our makeup. That's a part of our comfort. That's a part of us coming into that place of redemption and knowing who Jesus is. I love what Apostle Paul said, Pastor. He said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship, woman of God.
Yes.
The fellowship.
That is
victory in fellowship.
And I think that that's where, I think that that, and I believe that that's where it's something that's very, very key, because sometimes we not recognize that in the midst of our suffering that we're also fellowshipping with our Lord. And so sometime when we begin to find our place in that places, that we can recognize that we are also fellowshipping with our Lord. Now, we have looked like just a few more minutes. This is so good that we have to get ready to leave the air in just a few minutes. But you said a couple of things, Dak, because I want to leave our radio land with some powerful tools you said and things. And I want to reiterate a few things, and then I'm going to ask if you will close us out and with prayer, and then I will have our closing session or closing words. But you said these things. You said we have to gird our mind for action. And so, Radio Land, you must gird your mind for action.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the action? Apostle said something, confusing the enemy with a song, keeping a song down in your heart of praise unto God. And a hymn down in your heart. Merry heart doeth good like medicine. Keeping the joy of the Lord is our strength. The other thing Apostle said as to action is keeping our mind on the grace of God and focusing in on God's grace. And so these are just some small tools, or mighty tools, I should say, or just should say a couple of tools, but they're mighty tools that you as a child of God can begin to engage and recognize that you have been redeemed, even from that situation that you find yourself in. So at this time, I'm going to turn it back over. We have a couple of minutes left, and I'm going to turn it back over and ask the apostle if you would just pray a prayer and have a few more remarks, and then pray a prayer, and then I'm going to go ahead and close us out on today. Okay. At this time, Apostle Maud.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every listener in Radio Land. And we pray today, God, that something has been said to encourage each and every one, oh God, today. We thank you right now for how you are blessing them, how you are keeping them. We thank you that you are protecting their family, their children. We thank you, God, that you put a girdle around their mindset, and you're causing them to even their eyes and their ears and their spirit man to be open even the more, God, concerning your redemption. We thank you, God, for the resurrection holiday has already passed and gone, but we thank you, God, that every day that we wake up, it is a resurrected day, and we give you praise right now. We give you the glory for everyone that is listening in Radio Land. God, we speak blessing, we speak peace, we speak joy, and we speak love in the Holy Ghost, and we give you praise for them in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, being on with us on today. Truly,
thank
this was
you.
A tremendous blessing to have you
blessing.
With.
Thank you for asking me. I appreciate it.
And you know we love you here in Seattle, Washington. We thank God for you, and we thank God for this time. But in our closing, as I always say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do we. May the blessings of the Lord continue to be upon you and your family, and let it make you rich and add no sorrow is our prayer. Until we meet again, may God bless you is our prayer. God bless you now, and bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Great.